This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, in the last hour, we were talking with Rob in regards to, you know, renovating the lawn at this point. Not renovating, starting over, but adding to it. And was the seed, you know, good after a year? To my answer being yes. Multiple year old seed will be fine. It'll just lose less than a percentage of germination rate. The first year, second rate might be like a full percentage. And then from there, it'll start to drop a little bit more. But a number of years old is fine to put the seed down. And I was beginning to say, putting a little bit extra down. This is what I mean by that. What I'd like to see you do, go at the regular rate that you would, put that over the top now. And then in about 10 days, put more down. So what happens is you have that germination already coming up, but you're already filling some of those extra spots, so it's a thicker lawn and it's a lot fuller for you, so that you're filling in those patches instead of waiting to see if they fill in on their own. You're doing it yourself. So that's one thing I would look to do. Now, were you looking to, you know, additives to the soil as well? Is that what...
Yeah, the soil's not great. I guess what I'm looking at doing is maybe, maybe tilling or really loosening up the dirt really well. And you really need to fix the soil. It's I haven't fertilized for a number of years, and it's not great soil. So I was thinking, really loosening up the soil, putting in some loom or something, and looking to try and figure out exactly what I should do. But I would say maybe this patch of a couple thousand square feet, I'd say maybe it is a renovation.
Okay. I mean, I'd be adding, you know, if you can add the loom, great. But adding some sort of organic material as well is beneficial. And that could be compost. It could be cow manure. It could be any of those things. But I definitely recommend adding it to it. That way it has some more organic material. Because organic material is beneficial for the fertilizer when you use it. It will help actually push the nutrients where they need to be. So okay, That's an additive that I would have. I would also look at doing, because of the fact that you haven't done anything in a number of years, you might have some items in there that are kind of trapped or they're just not working the right way. I'd look right at doing like a soil test if you can. More for, you know, at this point it'll be for next year, but it'll help you figure out for next season where you need to go. With the fertilization program, it might tell you need more lime, or it might tell you need more nitrogen, those types of things. And doing that soil test now, while the soil test, like, facilities aren't as busy, because they get really busy in the spring because everybody's doing renovations. Do it now, you'll have it ready for next year, then you can start off in the spring and be ahead of everybody. But I would be adding possibly like a, you know, since you haven't done it in a number of years, using a fast acting lime, like a like a Magical or a Lightning Lime, one of those will definitely be beneficial, because it's not going to push too much of it at this point. It's going to put down, you know, what it can in the next 6 weeks, and the ground's not going to be frozen at that point, or at least it shouldn't be. But it's only going to help it, because most likely your lawn has a low pH, too. Just based on New England being more acidic soils and not doing anything for a number of years. So things could have leached out. And being in the drought that we have been in, what it also does is it traps some of those nutrients. And by fertilizing it, by doing those things, it's only going to help get those out into the soil and work through the rest of the system for you.
Yeah. No, it makes a lot of sense. What point when it gets cold, right? Will it kill the seed? Because I thought you mentioned it might be freezing temperatures coming up soon.
Well, so I don't think they're going to be like freezing temperatures. They're just going to drop into the high 30s overnight.
Okay.
But what I'd look at doing is once you're starting to see that, you could use like a seeding mulch to put over the top of the soil, over the seed. And what it does is it kind of just keeps it insulated a little bit, gives it a couple extra degrees to keep it away from the freezing.
Yeah.
I think we're a month away from just saying, you know, maybe not doing any more seeding. It could be different because a couple years ago, you know, it was in the 80s all the way into December. So you just don't know.
Yeah.
Until we get there. But right now I'm thinking it's about a month left, which gives plenty of time for most seed to germinate. Because most seed will germinate in 14 to 21 days, which means they're developing a root system, developing the shoots, they're doing everything you want them to do. So you still have plenty of time.
Okay.
All right.
And then, can I ask one last question?
Sure.
Yeah, this might be, I'm guessing, on the packaging and whatnot, if I could also talk to a local nursery, but if I have a certain amount of square footage, I'm looking at doing this work and really, you know, putting in some organic material and maybe loom. How do you figure out the calculations about how much to add for all that?
So the way I look at it is, you know, they say 1 yard of like soil or something along those lines can cover about 100 square feet at 2 to 3 inches deep. Okay, so say you're only looking to add an inch, you can do 1 yard will cover about 300 square feet. If you're looking to do a top dressing, maybe it's a little bit more. It all depends on what you're looking to do and how thick. But what I have seen and I have dealt with, 1 yard will cover 100 square feet at 2 to 3 inches deep. So
if the soil really is not in good shape, and you want to, you know, have a good bed there, how many inches deep would you suggest that I go for the new soil?
I mean, minimum 2 to 3 inches.
Okay.
So, you know, that's what I would look to do. Minimum 2 to 3 inches.
Okay. Excellent.
Alrighty.
Well, thank you, and you know, appreciate all the help. Your show is incredibly helpful, and listen to you for many years. And you know, thank you very much.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, Rob.
All right, you too. Thanks, Patrick.
Bye bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy's in Westwood.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a question about my tomato plants this year.
Sure.
They did not do very well at all. I planted them a little bit late. It was probably like the end of the second week in June before they got in the ground. And I shouldn't say ground. They are in pots. They're really large pots that have a 4-gallon reservoir in them.
Sure.
So I did put new soil. And it was probably 75% new soil. And it was organic soil, and the soil came with food in it, which I didn't like. but I'd rather feed it myself. But I'd never used this soil before, and it was very reasonable. And so I had a lot of blossom end rot. I did use the calcium. I'd used it before when you told me the year before, and it was perfect. I used it again this year. I might have been a little late getting it on there. And I had plants that never had blossom end rots before that had grown many, many times, and almost every single tomato had it, even with the calcium. And then a lot of them split, like as if I had overwatered them. I only would water them once a week if needed. And this summer it was every Thursday because we didn't have any rain.
Yep.
Till now.
So one of the things when it comes to tomatoes that can cause issues is heat. Mm-hmm. Not so much as the drought. The heat is something that basically takes a tomato sometimes and will actually put it into a dormant state. When temperatures are above 85 degrees or more, it slows its production down. And those days don't really count as growing days, like the days to maturity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that happens a lot. There's some more to it, and I want to discuss that with you on the other side of the break, so hang tight. Everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BearAdvance.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All Parent Gardening Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Nancy in regards to her tomato plants. And they were having some issues this year where they just really didn't fully develop. And when they did, they kind of cracked, etc. She has used calcium nitrate in the past, or calcium in the past, to help with the blossom end rot, but it seems to be that it just keeps, it didn't do any good this year. Now, so a couple things that I want to go over with you.
Okay.
So the watering regimen this season, so what could have happened is it wasn't getting enough. And I know you've probably done it the same way in the past where, you watered, once a week. What I would like to see you do for next season, just in case we get into another drought, is watering twice a week if you can. Because
okay.
What happens is when when there's not enough water or consistency with water in the soil, the calcium starts to get trapped and doesn't get absorbed into the plant the way we want it to. And so you could have put the calcium in there, but because it dried out, calcium wasn't readily available to go in there, so it was harder for it to go in there. So you could have done everything you needed to do, and it just didn't work.
Okay.
That being said, I know you had mentioned that the fruit looked like they were splitting because of maybe, you thought overwatering.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think I overwatered.
Yeah.
But that's what it appeared to be.
That's what
and
I mean.
And I watched them. I water on Thursdays, but I always look at them. And if they need it, I'm going to give it to them before that. And I feed them on Tuesdays, which gives them water, too.
Yep. Okay. So perfect. So the other thing is like you were saying, it gives the look like it was overwatering.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes underwatering can look identical to overwatering, and the cracking of the tomato itself could be that it pushed so much growth but didn't have enough moisture in the plant. So instead of growing together, it cracks like a stretch mark type thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it just kind of means it grew too fast.
Okay.
So it could be those two things right there.
Uh-huh.
The other than that, but like I was saying before, I think the heat, the consistent heat of over 85 degrees slowed a lot of these plants down. And what it does is it can stunt some of the growth, especially, so you were telling me that the second week of June about is when you planted it.
Yeah.
A lot of times they take about 85 to 100 days for germination of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you count back or count forward from the second week of June and say we do, just for sake of argument, because it's easier, 90 days, which is 3 months, 30 days from the middle of June is the middle of July. 30 days from that is the middle of August, and then 30 days from that is the middle of September. And so it got hit during the middle of August with that extra heat because we had, I don't know how many days in a row where it felt like it was 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And so it slowed the plant down during its prime time to be starting to get to that mature level. So it slowed it down. So it's almost like you've lost all that time with the maturity level. And so the fruit that did develop was a lot less mature. So it was immature. It wasn't growing the way you wanted it to because of the heat. So that's the other problem, right? So that's what you could have seen this year, just being late and seeing some of those, just a combination of those three things. I think you're doing the right thing with the calcium. You're doing the right thing with watering. It's just Mother Nature is not doing what she's supposed to at this point. You know what I mean? So there's some environmental factors that you just can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's starting those tomatoes earlier. We all get busy, so I get it. But if you have time, that could have helped
how
a little
early?
Bit. So you could start tomatoes indoors.
Oh, I do.
So,
but in the ground, I'm talking about.
So usually, the third week in May, maybe even earlier, depending upon how big they are. So, yeah, depending upon the weather. Sometimes the weather in early May, like this past year, was good right at the beginning, and the last frost really didn't happen. So, earlier can happen. So, just watching the weather. Okay?
I have one more question. Can
All right.
I hang on?
Yeah. Hang tight for me on the other side. We'll get to that. Everyone else, our phone number, 978. Sorry, it's not 978. It's 855-660-4261.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow!
Really? With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News.
The National Archives have informed Congress that it still does not have all presidential records from the Trump administration that it should. The New York Times reports that the archivists are trying to obtain electronic messages from officials who have used their personal accounts for White House business, and they are consulting the Justice Department on next steps. A riot at a soccer match in Indonesia triggered a stampede, leaving 129 people, including a 5-year-old child, trampled and crushed to death. This is according to officials. Reports that the panic appeared to have been sparked by police firing tear gas after fans of the losing team stormed the field in East Java. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Online with us, we have Nancy. She had another question, so we want her to hang tight with us. So, Nancy, what was your next question for us?
Hopefully, this would be a quick one. As soon as your show's done, I've got to go out and trim a branch off my hydrangea. It is hitting a window screen, and I don't want it to break the screen. I don't think this is the normal time to be trimming a hydrangea. It's a paniculata.
Okay. Well, so, you go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I hope I don't do any damage by taking this one branch off. And when would I normally trim this?
Well, so some of the paniculatas, to be honest, can be pruned almost all the way back to the ground at this time of year, at the end of the season, because paniculatas will grow on new growth, the majority of them, and they don't bloom until, you know, summer. Right. So some people will say you can prune it back. It's still flowering probably, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're turning pink now.
Yeah, so it's basically like if the flowers were going by and you pruning it off, it's not gonna be bad for it. So you're fine to do that today, honestly.
Okay.
It's not going to affect the long term for the plant, honestly.
Okay.
You know, the thing is at any time on a plant, if there is something that is dying back or cross branches or sucker growth, you can prune it at any time. Now, this one, what's going to end up happening? So it's not only going to hit the screen, right? It could affect the screen you have.
Yeah.
But by what could also happen is it could keep hitting it, causing a cut in the side, opening up the plant for pathogens, insects, diseases.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, it's something beneficial for it, right?
Okay. Great.
So it's only going to help it. What I would look at doing is you know, just cutting right above a leaf junction instead of below a leaf junction. It's just a cleaner look to it when it goes to, the branches start to regrow from there.
Okay. Yeah.
So, only
I can see it. So I just enjoy looking out the window and watching all the pollinators, all the bees out there on the flowers.
Oh, definitely, you know, and I... on the paniculata hydrangeas, those ones are a little bit easier, and you don't have to worry as much as if it was the macrophylla type hydrangeas. Okay. The macrophylla are the ones that have the blue flowers, the old style, like the Nico Blue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those types are the ones that it's you just don't know what to do. But with this hydrangea, you can prune back all the dead flowers at the end of the season if you want as well.
I try to get a lot of those off.
And it just helps the plant as well, because those blooms can stay on all winter.
Uh-huh.
And what will happen is if the snow hits it, it can uh-huh. bend them down, break them. The irregular uh-huh. breaking can actually cause harm to the plant long term. So, pruning out the old flowers is a great way. And just look for the leaf node and prune right above it. That just makes a cleaner cut and better for the longevity of the plant.
Okay.
Okay.
Super. Well, thank you.
All right. You have a great rest of your day, Nancy.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, Nathan, do we have any more calls on the line?
Yep, Bull Bank here. Bill's in Massachusetts.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I got a Rosa Sharon.
Yep.
And it's got about 80 buds on it.
Should
I cut those off now?
Nah, kind of just let them do its thing, honestly. I have four or five on the side of my house, and they have a bunch of buds, and I'm just letting them go.
Yeah, okay.
You just kind of let it do its thing and go to seed and yeah. do that. Once the flowers go by, if you want to prune it at that point, that's fine.
Yeah.
The other thing is too, if you wanted to prune it, have at it. Because this is the time period where it's done, after the flowering. So it's the perfect time for any flowering plant. The rule of thumb is to prune them after they're done flowering.
Yes.
So if you wanted to prune them now because, you have time and, you've gotten the flowers you like and it's over. Go ahead and prune it, because this is the time frame where it's right after it's done flowering. And so you can help, benefit it long term.
Yeah, but they haven't budded out yet. They flowered earlier, but now they're just the buds and they're not even flowered out.
No, I understand.
Yeah, okay.
But
yeah.
So the plant has already had its flowering
yeah.
time frame. Yeah. And so you can do it, or you could leave it.
Yeah.
I just keep an eye on it as you're, as the season progresses. If it gets too cold, just keep an eye on it and maybe prune it, before it's going to get too cold.
Okay.
Okay.
I was wondering because it's real tight. They're not even ready to get bloomed.
Yeah, they're looking, 60s and 70 about Thursday, Friday this week.
Yeah.
That could be the last hurrah, so I'd keep an eye on it. But, it might just pop bloom, and it might. It really might.
I hope it does, because it will be beautiful when they all come out at once.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Patrick. Yeah.
All right, you have a great rest of your day, Bill.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Nathan, who's up next?
Jim's in New Bedford.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning. I don't know if I tuned in late, so I don't know if I missed a conversation on grass seed, but I dethatched and put down seed and slice seeded it about the middle of September.
Okay.
It is coming up. But there are some bare spots still, and I was thinking of putting that Jonathan Green fall grass mixture down. Do you think it's too late to do that?
I do not think it's too late to do that. You can definitely be putting seed down still. You probably have another month for it. And I almost, to be honest with you, recommend any time you seed, putting seed down again about 10 to 14 days later, because what it'll do is it'll fill in some of those holes and it'll make the lawn thicker and stronger longevity, so that the next season, weeds aren't really growing in it. We're protecting it from next year's weed season. So you have plenty of time. Definitely do it. If you didn't use this, when you did the slice seeding, did you put a starter fertilizer down?
Yeah, I put that Jonathan Green seed,
Seed and sodding, yep.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but,
so
by the way, I did that in the middle of September. Do you think that I should put the winterizer down the beginning, the end of November, middle of November, or December?
No, so real quick, so when you put the seed down, you don't need to put another starter fertilizer. I want to make sure I get that, give that clear for you, because it could burn the lawn. But,
well, all I did was put down the that Jonathan seed inside.
Yeah, so that's a starter fertilizer, and if you put it down a second time, it could actually really affect the lawn. So I don't want you to do it again if you put more seed down.
Okay.
What you'll want to do in 6 weeks from the time that you did it, so probably around October 31st, that's when you could put the winterizer down.
Okay.
Okay, so you could definitely do it again and use that starter fertilizer is going to help everything start to develop, but you could put more seed down on top of it and not have to put a seed starter because you already did.
No, yeah, I did it about 2 weeks ago, so that should still be in the soil and be good enough.
Oh, definitely. It lasts about 6 weeks, so you have no problem.
Now, even though we don't have as much sun during the day now, because, you know, the way the time is changing, that seed will still grow, huh?
Yes. It's about the temperatures in the soil are still warm enough. It's about the plants are focusing more on the root system than shoots. You'll have some shoots, but it's going to be more of a root system development than anything. So you're definitely going to be fine, honestly.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that. Appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Nathan, who's up next?
Knocking them down. Beth is in Lansing.
Beth, welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thanks for taking my call. For the last few years, I've been trying to grow dill along with some other herbs, and it just doesn't do well. I'm mainly growing it for the foliage, not the seeds. What do you suggest?
So what are you growing them in? Like, are you in pots, or is it in the ground?
It's in a raised bed.
Okay. And how are you doing? Are you getting plants that are already developed? Are you putting seeds in?
I bought a plant at the center.
And so what seems to be happening that it's not doing well? Is it turning yellow? Is it not getting big? What's the issues?
Yeah, they've been turning yellow. Then the leaves have dried up and fallen off, and they're not getting very tall. Although later they got skinny, but hardly any leaves of any kind.
Okay. Now, are they in full sun?
Yes, there is some shade in the day, but there's plenty of sun.
Okay. So they love full sun, so that's perfect for it. How are you watering them? Every couple days or once a week?
When it seems that we haven't had rain lately, I put the sprinkler on.
Okay. So part of it could be needing a little bit more moisture, right? It can take some time for that to happen. The biggest thing is the temperatures need to be warm, you know, above 65, 66 degrees. So that's a good thing. You know, that's what we want to keep. You need to water about twice a week. Maybe a little bit more because it doesn't want to completely dry out, and sometimes that's what causes some of the yellowing. Have you fertilized them at all?
I put in this garden in 2 years ago, and it had fertilization with the soil.
Okay, so there's not probably at this point a lot of that nutrients, a lot of those nutrients have left the soil. They don't just, you know, kind of stick around and stay there. So what could be happening is adding nutrients back to the soil is going to be beneficial for you. So what I'd like to see you do in the spring, or you could do it now, is add a nice couple inches of compost over the top of it and let it just sit there. And in the spring, mix it through. So what you're doing is adding organic material. That organic material works with the nutrients and the micronutrients that are in the soil and helps release slowly into the plant. Now, what I'd also like you to do in the spring is use a product called Garden Tone. Garden Tones from Espoma. It's a granular form, and you can mix it into the soil, and it fertilizes the entire soil structure versus just the plant itself. And so what that's doing is that's going to release the nutrients with the organic material into the dill plant. Now, like I said, watering's a good thing for it, and the light fertilizer will help it. But organic matter is huge when it comes to helping them grow. Now, the other thing to look for is, you know, is the soil really compact? Is there an issue there? And if it is too compact, by adding that compost, those other things are going to loosen it, allow the dill to grow and become bigger. So it could just be it needs more fertilizer and more nutrients in the soil. And that's what it kind of seems like to me.
Great. Thank you so much.
Have a great one, Beth.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back to wrap up the show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Gene's in Osterville.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I have a quick question. Is it too late to put Holytone around my hydrangea?
No, not at this point. It's not too late. You want to just use it at half the rate that you would have done in the spring.
So what is half the rate?
So on the package, it'll tell you use 3 pounds per one plant, which it's a lot less than that, but just as an example, you would use 1.5 pounds of what you would of that versus in the spring. So right on the back of the package, it'll say, based on the size of the plant, how much to use. I'm trying to pull up at the same time the Holytone bag so I can tell you what it says.
Well, these plants I've had them for 4 years. They're finally blooming and getting bigger, but they're probably at the most maybe 2.5 feet across.
Okay, so the back of the package says 1 cup per foot of drip line diameter. So however wide it is, so say you said it's about 2.5 feet wide.
Yeah.
So you would use 1 cup per foot, so 2 cups. That's in the spring, but in the fall, use 1 cup, so you're cutting it in half.
And you use that around the whole plant.
Same area. On the drip line is where you would fertilize, so the where the widest part of the plant is.
Okay. And plant tone, can you put that down as well now, or is it too late?
What are you going to use it on?
The hydrangea.
Well, so I'd use one or the other.
Okay.
Just one would be fine.
And how about for winterizing the lawn? The last time I did it was I put down a green up fertilizer about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, no, so 3 weeks from now you could put the winterizer down. So it's a 6 week interval, still plenty of time. You can put this down until the ground freezes, and you would be fine.
And the grub control.
If you're going to use a grub control at this point, you would only want to use a product like Dilox, which is that 24-hour killer. The like Grub X or one of those, it's a season-long killer, and it's not going to do what you need to do. Because those grubs are so high in the soil right now, the Dilox is what will take care of them and prevent, you know, it'll kill a lot of them for next season. Whereas that grub control takes time to translocate into the soil, get everywhere you need, and so it's just not going to work out for you. So you definitely use the 24-hour killer.
And the long-term killer I would put down in 1 month. What month?
You would probably end of May into beginning of June.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you so much.
No problem. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Nathan, we'll try to get one more in there. We'll try to do a quick question. Who's up next?
David's in San Francisco.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thanks, Patrick. Yeah, it just with the aftermath of the hurricane, if you got any advice for people that got, washed over, I was thinking about, if people have got chemicals down the street, if there was a whole flood in the neighborhood, you could all of a sudden have a different soil quality based on what was floating around in the water. And so if you got any advice about that, any other, just erosion control. But even while a big old storm like that's going on, you could, lay sticks across your yard to try to collect, debris that'll be good topsoil.
You definitely could. That would be one way. One thing I would look to do after any type of flood, be it hurricane or just natural flooding, is using a product like Love Your Soil or sulfur. What that does is it helps move anything that was moved from one place to the other or something that's stuck in the soil. It allows it to move through the soil quicker. It's like when we use gypsum for the salt that comes on our lawns during the winter months, right? We put gypsum down to help break it down, break that salt down to go through. We would do the same thing after a flood because it's going to help move everything and move it through the soil. So definitely worth it. I hate to cut everything off, but I'm running out of time. So for everybody, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. I'll be back next week to answer more of your gardening questions. So stay tuned for that. We'll see you in a week.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.